We're the three best friends that anyone could have. We're the three best friends that anyone can have. And we'll never, ever, 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 ever leave each other.
I do like how that intro goes from three best friends to like a sad Kill Switch song. Should be all about breaking up. Come back to me. What's up? This is Casual Lit. I'm Jason.
I'm Rody.
I'm Chris.
If y'all can't tell, Chris is sick.
Yeah, I got allergies or something. Like I said,
I hope so.
I don't feel terrible.
Oh, okay.
And like I said, I don't have a fever, but.
Any green stuff coming out, or is it all clear?
It's yellowish.
Oh, shit. That's a sickness.
Yeah, you're contagious as hell right now.
God.
I've been taking the Allegra D like candy.
Yeah, that's not going to help what you got.
What you got?
What should I take, Dr. Rody?
Mucinex.
You're going to die.
What's that cough syrup that Jay swears by in the yellow?
Codeine?
No. Codeine and Sprite?
Lean?
That purple drink?
That fixes everything for me. No, I can't even remember what the name. Epsilium? It starts with an E. It's a weird-ass name. But one day he showed up at the podcast.
Illusion.
I swear by this. Yeah, I was like, okay. And he had a real dramatic speech on it. And then I went and bought it when I was sick and nothing happened. Then I went to the doctor. I was like, I need that purple shit. Then I got the purple stuff and I was good.
It's like, this is for children.
Yeah. The purple shit, man. Ugh. I always wish I had a reason to call in to get some of that. Dude, you take a drink of that and relaxed. I'm legally high. What's up?
Right.
Just carry my prescription in my pocket so when I get drug tested, bam, motherfuckers. I'm legal. I actually told myself that I was going to cut down on the cursing because last week there was too many F words for me, not y'all. I was trying to do my best impersonation of Jennifer Aniston on that new show, the morning show from Apple TV.
Have you watched any episodes yet?
First three.
How was it?
It is. So I Googled this show is awful. And the first article that popped up said, morning show is so fucking bad. The morning show is terrible. But I can't stop watching. And I was like, hey, that's exactly where I'm at. Okay. It's terrible.
Is it?
It's horrible. It's all Me Too. The whole thing is about Me Too.
Okay.
And that makes it uncomfortable.
Right.
And then I'm thinking, like, why did they do this? I don't.
Is it better than The Handmaid's Tale, then?
You didn't like The Handmaid's Tale?
You didn't like that?
God, it was, like, it's you're dark. Talking about, like, yeah, it's dark, it's uncomfortable, and you're like, oh, I don't know if I should be watching this.
Well, this has Steve Carell as the guy that molested women.
Well, I mean, that makes sense. And I mean, he's the 40-year-old virgin, right?
And he's in his high-pitched voice at one point, doing his almost as Michael Scott voice. You're like, come on. And he's saying the F-word a lot.
Oh, that's weird.
I didn't touch him, I didn't rape him. It's like, oh my God.
And so it's like a serious role for him.
Oh yeah. The whole thing's super serious. Like the show is basically about Jennifer Aniston and Michael Scott doing a morning show together. He gets busted by some interns. Mm-hmm. But they tell on him. So they fire him. And then, you know, he's going through the public humiliation. He's basically guilty before. And he's saying that, I'm not guilty. We're going to take this to court. And then Jennifer Aniston's having to rebuild her brand. But at the same point, the new Fox executive, it's not Fox, but he's the executive, comes in. I'm going to revamp things and change things up. And there's a scene with her telling a bunch of people to basically, like in very vulgar speech. And you're just like, shut up, Rachel. Shut up.
Go serve some more coffee.
I know people love her. She's not a good actress. She's not. What was she good in?
The Leprechaun.
Yeah.
Now, what was that one show where she did that striptease?
Oh.
Well, she was pretty good in that.
It was not a good movie. Well, that movie. Regrets. Ragrats. What was the name of that movie? Yeah, Ragrats.
Horrible Bosses?
No, she was good in that, but only for... Yeah, they've used her for sex stuff the whole time. She's never taken a real role except for that monster movie. I can't think of the name of that movie, though. Anyways. Ugh. But no. We are the Millers.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah, she's a stripper.
Oh, yeah, that's a good movie. That,
what's his name, pays her to go road trip. They have to pretend to be a family to take cocaine somewhere. What a weird plot.
Y'all are getting paid?
Yeah, that's a decent movie. But no, Jennifer Aniston, she's She's just not that great. And in this movie, in this show, she's not that. She's still Jennifer Aniston. And like I said, Steve Carell's in there. There's a lot of good actors, and it has potential. It's really bad though, and it has potential.
Looks really terrible.
What's her name? Not Kristen Dunst. Damn it! Who's the one that's just like Kristen Dunst? They came in at the same time.
Christy Alley.
Close. No. From Cruel Intentions.
Oh, Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah, she's the other girl. So she's the unfortunate person that gets hired with Jennifer Aniston. And so they're like, oh, now we got to redo the show. Blah, blah, blickety blah. But I recommend watching it because some people are going to love it because people like that high tense drama, overacting, FFFF. Like, it reminds me of an episode of Sons of Anarchy where everything's just so tense the whole entire time. Mm-hmm. And there's never a drop off from this. Everything's super intense and poking fingers in people's faces and threatening them. And you're going to die.
I got you.
You're going to get fired. And the black guy comes running in there and he's like, it's because I'm black. I didn't get the job. And he's throwing stuff. You're just like, whoa.
So it's exactly how life is right now.
Yes. Yeah. No, they captured it quite well. And it has the dude from Office Space in it too. He's the producer of the show.
Oh, the guy that the one with the stapler?
No. The Peter.
This is my stapler.
Peter. Yeah. But no, I'm going to keep watching it. I'm glad that I'm not paying for it though. So, I would not pay for Apple TV yet. I wouldn't pay for anything. But we did pay for Disney Plus.
Disney Plus. How is that?
I love it. 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 Love it.
10 million other people.
No, I'm the only one, Chris. I bought it 10 million times. It's like, here, Disney, take my money. Take it. Take it all. It is awesome. I watched the first episode of The Mandalorian, and oh my God, I wish one of y'all had seen it so we could talk about it. Chris, you're going to have to watch it. You know, are you big Star Wars, dude?
I'm not too big of Star Wars. Star Wars.
That hurts my soul.
Star Wars guy.
Well, I found out today, because of Disney Plus, that I found out my TV group at work, they don't like any of this stuff. They don't like Star Wars or Marvel.
Found out really?
The hard way. Yep.
Damn.
It's like, ooh. That's me neither, as I stand in this room. I don't like that either.
What age group are they?
I, too. They're my age. So I was kind of disappointed, but whatever.
What do they like?
Everything else. Like, we agree with, like, they love Sons and Sopranos and blah, blah, but nothing Marvel or Star Wars. Some people don't like fantasy stuff. More real.
Yeah, that's true. Like, there's some people that just could not get into Games of Thrones because there were dragons. And you're like, but there's not many scenes with dragons. Like, it's mostly medieval stuff.
Found out today that Jenna Fisher couldn't get into Game of Thrones. Miss Pam from The Office. Because I'm still listening to Office Ladies.
Is it getting any better?
It's fine.
Yeah, just for the inside information?
Yep. Their voices annoy me. They're annoying. But I like all the stories and they were telling us about the audio people and just stuff that happened behind the scenes. And I'm like, I like that. Like, they switched buildings midway through the show. I didn't know that.
Less echoey now?
It's like, oh, that's cool. I had no idea. Yeah. And they were like, if you pay attention, you'll notice the outside of the building changes.
Did she say what role she was going for in Game of Thrones?
No, she didn't. She didn't try out. She just doesn't watch it.
Oh, she still doesn't watch
it. Yeah, she was like, I don't watch. Angela does, because Angela was like, Miss Jenner, the note taker, first of her name. And then she was like, what are you talking about? That's Game of Thrones. You don't watch that. And she goes, nope, I do not. And Angela was like, I love Game of Thrones. It's like, well, I guess.
Point for Angela.
Yeah. I was like, I guess I like her more. Anyways. But no, yeah, that sucks. But Rhodey likes Star Wars, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I'm the only one. I love Star Wars, but yeah, I'll watch it.
Casually Lit's hiring a Star Wars lover for this podcast so we can talk Mandalorian. It sucks too, because there's at the end of this first episode of Mandalorian, there's a surprise that is so freaking awesome.
Miles Morales comes in?
So close. It's Peter Parker. There's no Miles Morales. Only the real Spider-Man.
They bring back the Tauntaun they killed.
No, but I think they're going to mix Star Wars with Star-Lord. You'll see Chris Pratt coming in.
God, I hope so. I hope there's a fucking dinosaur in it, too.
That's all they need to do, though. It'd be so funny. They need to do a cameo, like, not with him, but like with one of the ships or something from Guardians. Mm-hmm. Like, you're just watching the scene and you're like, was that what I think it was in the background?
What the fuck was that?
Was that a Marvel thing? Did Marvel and Star Wars just become one?
Yep. Is that one shared universe now?
Yep. But I'll tell you what, man, after this first one episode of Mandalorian, I am jumping up and down excited for the Obi-Wan movie or show.
Nice.
Oh my God.
But what about the Star Wars movie about to come out?
My hype list, it's like a 5. I already bought my tickets, but it's at a 5.
Okay. What about you, Chris?
I may see it in theaters. Like I said, for Star Wars, I've seen them all in theaters, but it's been way after all the hypes that I did.
So Chris's hype is a 4.
Ooh. Yeah, probably about a 3.
Hype train.
So what's that, a grape in the 4 Loko scale?
I think it is a 3, yeah.
Speaking of which, where's our seltzer water?
Yeah, that's true. I did try to find that.
So did I.
They had almost as much seltzer water / 4 Loko in one one cooler door as they did craft beer, which they advertised.
That's terrible. Yeah, Total Wine did not have 4 Loko at all. And I actually asked and pretty much got scolded.
Oh, really?
It's like, where's y'all's 4 Loko at? And it was like,
Chris.
Welcome to my life, Jason.
Chris. Please, please wear a GoPro and then go to Total Wine or Specs and just start perusing in the whiskey session and then ask them where their 4 Loko is and see what their response is.
Better yet, show up at 8 with a tent and lay the tent out. They're like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm camping out for that new 4 Loko seltzer water.
I heard you got 6 cases. I want them all.
It's been out for a week, sir. I know. The demand is just about to start. Look what happened to White Claw. Sold out everywhere.
This is my McRib.
4 Loko seltzer water and a McRib. That's a match made in heaven right there.
I think you need to do a cooking show and try those together, Chris. I will film it.
I think that sounds like instant death.
I will film it for him. Yeah. I think this is happening.
Oh, please marinate a McRib in a 4 Loko seltzer water and then sous vide it.
Oh, Jay, you're going to have to marinate something in 4 Loko now. That's happening. Ugh.
4 Loko grape.
4 Loko deer tacos. Hey, it's Thanksgiving. What'd you put the chicken in? Oh, you don't want to know.
4 Loko gold, duh. Ugh. What else?
Ugh. Or turkey, sorry, not chicken. I was thinking of my own Thanksgiving.
Did you run out of butter? Do you have 4 Loko gold hanging around?
Ugh. God. Chicken picks up some flavor too. If you marinated it, grape, it would taste like a fruit roll up. So gross.
I think we've got a new bit. We could marinate a piece of chicken in each 4 Loko and then cook it.
Let's ask our hey listeners, the first now I'm talking to listeners. My name's Michael Harper. Listeners, I'm glad you're here.
Well, you don't have the fire crackling in the background.
Listener, I'm glad you're here. The first one of you that finds this 4 Loko and buys it, we'll bring you in. Yeah, it's a pretty good deal.
I'm not going to lie, that may be a good idea.
That'd be fun.
To videotape it.
Yeah.
And try 4 Loko chicken.
So we podcast in Fort Worth. It's not far from anybody. So if you, I guess maybe if you're listening in Canada, it's a little far. But if you find the 4 Loko seltzer water before we do, send us a message. Come be on the podcast and drink it with us and tell us how awesome it is. And who knows? Maybe we'll have some good beer, too. Actually,
Unless you're the goat, then don't come over here.
Oh, I'd love for the goat to come back.
I miss those guys.
Me, too. Okay, this first IPA that I'm drinking is called Swine Dive. Oh, okay, there's the pig, and he's about to dive. And is that a Texas flag? It sure is. He's got some mermaids. It is called Aqua Brew Craft Brew from San Marcos, Texas, which is pretty close to San Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
Look at me. It's pretty good. It says LIBU 95 12 fluid ounces, 21 and up only. Government warning, we don't need that. There is nothing on the can about the beer. It doesn't even have the ABV on this can.
What is Chris's default always go to Budweiser?
I don't know. That's what he likes. There is no ABV on this can, and that is frustrating for me. I think I only knew that the ABV was like 7.5% from the tag at Total One. Yeah, I don't like that. If you're a brewer listening to this, please put your damn ABVs on your cans. I need to know what the ABV is while I'm drinking it. Why, you ask? Because if I have two of them, I need to know if I'm going to be hammered or not.
That is odd that an IPA does not have an ABV.
The tagline on their website. Read that tagline out loud, Chris. What the? Superior
craft beer.
Who do you think you are?
Swine Dive is a 7.9 ABV.
So, yeah. And it was $8 for a six-pack. They're trying to get up in Squatter's face. Is it Squatter's, the double IPA? Yeah. Let's fight. Who are we talking about? Stone. Stone has a lot of high ABV IPAs for pretty cheap, too. Bam! But yeah, no, it's good. The artwork's cool. I like it, I guess.
It's a single IPA with big citrus
single.
And pine flavors from Calypso, Bravo, and Cascade hops.
Ah, Cascade.
What's really weird is they have the IBUs, but no ABV.
It's a very clean IPA. It's very crisp. It's the old school, which I do love me some old school IPA. Love it, love it, love it. You know what I did this weekend, though? I was like, oh, it's Stout City time. So I got me a four-pack of the Temptress, regular-ass Temptress. And then I was like, and I'm going to pick up this coffee porter, or is it a stout from Oscar Blues in the green cans?
Porter.
Yeah, I think you're right.
The hot box, or yeah. Was it?
I don't know. It's green can, but anyways.
Yeah, it's hot box.
I was like, hey, let's get this. And then Scott, a friend of ours, came over Friday, and he was like, hey. I was like, hey, do you like coffee? He's like, cold coffee? He's like, well, this is perfect. Poured it for him, and he about gagged himself.
Oh, no.
He's like, it tastes like cold coffee. He did not like it. He was like, I don't like stouts. I was like, you're one of those color guys. You don't like it because it's dark. You don't even care what it tastes like. I don't like the roasty flavor. Anyways, but I got to rip off this Martin House liquor store, and I felt bad. So now I'm going to admit the crime that I committed. He rang up the Temptress. It was $10, whatever. I think they charged too much for that beer. And then he rang up the six-pack of the, whatever you just said it was.
Yep. Hot box.
$1.19. It rang up as a can price.
Oh.
And then I saw it, and I was like, I should say something. That moral dilemma, that sucks. And I was like, yeah, I'm not going to because I fucking hate this place. And then I felt worse for acting like that. I got home, and I was like, I should go back up there.
I shit you not, Jason. That happened to me like 4 days ago. I was buying Dream Crusher.
Really?
At at a city market. It rang up like $2.
And they gave it to you at $2?
Yeah. I was like, that doesn't sound right.
They're lucky I wasn't there, because if Dream Crusher did that, I would have bought two cases.
Right?
wait. I'll be right back.
Yeah. Call your manager over here. Why? I need every one of those beers you have in this store. That's half a pallet, sir. Take it.
Done.
Load it in my car.
I'll pull around back. You just wheel it over.
In fact, I'll pay you $20 to take it to my house. Because there's a little wiggle room in your pricing. Because that thing is $13 to $15 for a six-pack. Nice job, Chris. Did you feel guilty about it, or did you just go on about your day?
I did. I was like, yeah, that didn't sound right. He's like, I don't make the prices. Like, okay.
Yeah, fair enough. Terrible at your job, guy.
And that's what I assumed would have happened. Because even when you do point that out, they still give it to you at that price, and they apologize to you. Sorry about that, sir. They don't come back and go, oh, you're right. Pay us $9 more dollars. That doesn't happen. But I still felt bad. I'm still carrying it with me right now, if you can't tell. I feel terrible about it.
A guilt drunk.
I'm going to kill myself. Folks, that was not a cry for help. That was a terrible joke. Listeners, do not call the cops.
That's what stand-up comedians are. They're always screaming for help through their comedy.
Help. Help. I'm screaming to... I don't know the words to it.
I'm dying for help.
I'm dying for help. I'm Tiny Rick.
I'm dying in a vat of basement.
I'm Tiny Rick. Yeah. Which,
before we get into that, we need to try it. What? Tell us about this beer.
This is a Turning Point's Sheka Zulu.
It's got
a shit ton of vanilla in it.
Your face was very expressive of that.
It was a big change from Deep Ellum's IPA.
Oh, yeah. So you don't think they put Lucky Charms in this, which, by the way, Brutal Beer Work. I found out today that that Eat This Zeke beer is an IPA. With Lucky Charms.
Nice.
So sugar, hops, bitter, sweet.
That's kind of what this is.
I kind of want to try it now. Whoa.
Yeah, it's different.
What the fuck is in that beer?
Lots and lots of vanilla.
Ugh. Ugh. I can't even tell that's an IPA. How many percentile is this?
8.
Wait, don't 0.3. Don't let Chris drink out of the can because then no one can touch it.
Do you want some more then?
That's true. I kind of don't, but you probably paid $14 for this can.
I probably did.
I feel like you don't have the rights to Finley anymore.
I probably did.
Signed him away. I make that joke all the time and people don't get it. I don't. Are we
Ryan Finley?
No, I always say, I'll come out of a place and be like, well, the good news is I get to keep Connor, and they don't get the joke. I'm like, I didn't have to give my firstborn up. Oh, I get it now. It's a good joke. It's a good fucking joke, Chris. Why don't they get it?
That's a lot of vanilla, even on the smell.
Man, I'm trying not to be I like Turning Point. They do good stuff. This isn't my style.
Yeah, it's not my favorite.
I never want to dump them out, but Jesus.
Holy shit. Yeah, it's a crap ton of vanilla.
Jesus Christ, man. And it doesn't go well with an IPA. Whatever. I'm not allowed to make that dictation. What goes with an IPA?
But it's so good.
Apparently, it's caution to the wind now when you make beer. It is what it is.
It's like eating a birthday cake.
Actually, I'm gonna text our resident beer drinker to come in here and try this. Shut up, Jay.
Shut up, Jay.
He texted us. I don't want to talk to him. Yeah, I don't know. What's the name of this?
Shaka Zulu.
So it's obviously got a milkshake. So it definitely has the powdered milk in it too.
Mm-hmm.
Powdered milk, vanilla, and hops.
And all the hops.
I'm going to throw up in my face.
Throw up in my face.
Like right now.
It is kind of a strange dichotomy.
Yeah. Are you on Turning Point's website?
Yeah, I am, but I can't find their beers.
Shikazola.
That's because they make different ones every week.
Shikazola. Ooh, that was a Sean Connery. Drew that? Shikazola. I like to try your beer. That's not Russian.
It is not Russian.
Let's turn to that.
This is true.
Just want to point that out before you get all mad at me and stuff. No one does a better Sean Connery than Norm MacDonald, though. Wait, no. He's Burt Reynolds.
So good.
Who plays Sean Connery on that Saturday Night Live skit?
Oh, that's
come on.
Fuck, what's his name?
We're stalling while we try to look this beer up.
He was a colonel for a second, right?
Burt Macklin. Shake Zula Double Vanilla. That's why this is the one you got. Fucking double vanilla, dude. And they put on the description on Untappd, same Shake Zula, but wait for it, double vanilla.
Double vanilla.
And they added another weight. They added another tea. What the fuck? This has a 4.19 with 1,000 check-ins. Justin didn't score it. 5%. 5%. What? 4. A solid milkshake IPA. Do you know what a... A solid milk. Is that all this dude that wrote that? Is that all he goes for, Mr. Devinator?
Sounds like a solid dick in your ass.
I am an expert on milkshake IPAs. This is a solid version of a milkshake IPA. Really?
I've drank thousands of milkshake IPAs.
Fuck off.
I'm a GABF judge.
I'm glad people don't write reviews on here. Somebody wrote a review and it says last night, like they forgot. Still looking, dude. Like
passed out. Had this at some point.
Oh, here we go. Lot, and I mean lot of vanilla. Really good. Not my jam. There, I agree with that person.
They nailed the vanilla. That's for certain.
Oh, here you go. This is just great. At first taste, I thought this was crazy. with a couple of extra Z's. Vanilla IPA with 4 question marks.
Ooh.
After the second sip, I'm sold. Perfectly pairs with the ABV and juiciness. ABV doesn't have a taste, for the record, just throwing that out there.
I thought you were supposed to pair it with food.
Yeah. No, it pairs with ABV.
Okay. Perfect. It perfectly pairs with 8.3.
I wish people would hear us make fun of their Untappd reviews and then like send me messages and be like, y'all are dicks. Here we go. Different, but really good. Nice, sweet vanilla flavor with a real smooth finish. I could agree with that. There's no harshness. There's zero bitterness to it. Zero bitterness. So, ooh, there's finally somebody gave it a 3. Dude, it's all 4s and 5s. Somebody wrote, here's their review. Vanilla.
Vanilla.
And here's somebody, just had a taste, so tempting, might get one to go with a 5.
Might get one to go, and you got a 5 yeah. on it.
Yep.
If you give something a 5, you take something to go.
Oh, here's someone that invented a new word, out freaking standing as one word.
Nice.
So, pretty good. Super easy to drink, goes down smooth at 8%. Good vanilla.
I wouldn't say easy to drink.
Shake Zula variant, tons of vanilla flavor, rich, thick body, just like me. Sugar pie finish. Amazing cerveza. Oh, God. Happy Halloween. Somebody said like an actual shake. Oh, somebody went to for a Martin House pint night and then had this and said, not my style. Such a lovely warming beer on this chilly evening. And that is why I don't ever listen to people's reviews.
Warming beer?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yep. Nope. Let me go drink this on the cold porch and freeze to death. This undoubtedly has a Lucky Charms taste to it. I have a feeling that that's what that's going to taste like.
I kind of get close. That.
I'm gonna try it. And we also learned that Mr. Michael Harper did do a co-op brew with Brutal.
He did. Brewworks,
and I cannot wait to see what they came up with. I love those two guys.
It better have cilantro in it. That's all I got to say.
I always feel bad because like Brutal posted a picture. And then I wanted to put in there two of the best brewers I know, but I don't know the other dude yet, so that's not what I put. I just put can't wait. But I wanted to put two of the best fucking brewers I know. And that dude's like, I don't know that guy. And I'm like, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about Perez. Because I don't know you. Because I don't know you. Poor Rhodey's dying over here.
That's so good.
Dump it.
No, can't do it. Paid too much for it.
Go dump it in the toilet. All right, let's get into it. You ready? Chris, did you watch Rick and Morty at least?
Of course I did.
Oh, thank God. You didn't, did you?
I did not, because my Hulu is not working currently.
It's not on Hulu.
AdultSwim.com.
Oh, that's good.
Yep. You can only watch it on Adult Swim, or you can come over here early and I can show it to you.
I wish I could have came over here early, but I caught a train and I went to a shitty liquor store.
I took I did the old pay for it route. I just went ahead and bought the season, so I'll get all the episodes right after they air.
Nice.
And I own them, as I said, on Vudu, so I can't share that shit.
Whatever.
But you can come watch it anytime. And I'll own it. That's what I was like, hey, I can rewatch it whenever I want to. And I already own the first 3 seasons there because Jesse gave them to me. So, yeah. So we really can't, we don't want to spoil anything, Chris.
Apparently not.
You can spoil it.
Which we weren't really going to, I guess. But what?
It'll still be fun.
On a 1 to 10, where are you sitting at, Chris?
1 to 10 on that episode.
Yep.
It's probably about an 8.
Yep. I was going to say 8, 8.5.
It's back. Man.
It was
it's
good.
Back.
It was so good.
Is it better than Pickle Rick?
Yeah.
What?
Close.
I mean,
Jack Wah.
Most of Rick and Morty episodes are 8 and 9s. You can't, like, how do you differentiate?
Was it the Anatomy Park episode?
That was a good episode.
You didn't like that one?
Oh, I love that episode.
No. No, this is about that good. I mean, in the first, I don't want, in the first 30 seconds of this episode, a monumental event happens. You're like, what the fuck? And then it explains, it just explains more on what Rick and Morty is. You're like, oh, okay. And you get to meet Wasp Rick, and you get to meet Shrimp Rick, and you get to meet Teddy Rick, Teddy Bear Rick. It's fucking
interesting. What was the cliffhanger? What was the last episode last season?
Oh, yeah, yeah. But was Beth a clone or not? But we don't get to find any of that out, really. The last episode of last season was not one of my favorites with them versus the president.
No.
I didn't love that one. Yeah. I just want to get back to it. What sucks is they know I know the guy's name. I can't think of it now. But they know that everybody wants to get back to Evil Morty, and they're just like, we're going to take our sweet time.
Oh, yeah. No rush.
We want the Citadel. We want to know what's going on with Evil Morty. But no, this episode, I actually watched, so I watched this one because I decided to purchase it. drunk roadie. I decided to buy it at work. I was like, I'm just going to go ahead and buy it because, so you paid, I paid $22 and then not every time it comes out, it'll just be added to my Vudu.
Nice.
I was like, fuck it. And then at lunch, I was sitting over in the corner watching it by myself. Didn't want to get in trouble. So I was like, what are you watching, Rick and Morty? That's so vulgar. And I was lucky too, the Vudu one has all the cuss words and stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it wasn't censored because there's some F words in this one. But yeah, I was watching, I was like, and I laughed. I did laugh out loud like twice, I think. It's like, ah, this show's so great.
Stop trying to give your dad high cholesterol so he can take a good selfie.
Funeral selfie.
Yeah. Funeral selfie.
Oh my God, Summer, you bitch. At the end, when they did that whole thing with Summer, I was laughing so hard. You fucking bitch. What the fuck? You'd like to see that, wouldn't you? Anyways,
the opposite Meeseeks box.
Oh yeah, Kirkland. We got to meet Kirkland Meeseeks. They brought back Mr. Meeseeks, which made me happy because, as y'all know, that was my first favorite character.
Yeah,
that's still my favorite episode of the whole show. Existence is pain, Jerry. Because help me take two strokes off my golf swing.
I don't really stay around this long.
Yeah. It's so, because at first he's like, no problem, let's go, and then he can't do it. Oh, it's so funny. I love Mr. Meeseeks, dude. That's, there he is right there, Mr. Pop, Mr. Meeseeks. I should have bought Kirkland, but I did not. Maybe I'll go do that tomorrow. Probably won't, because I'm slowing down on the pop game.
They already have one of those?
Yeah.
Really?
Damn.
They had shrimp. They already have Shrimp Rick. So Shrimp Rick was the Comic-Con one, which sucks that those came out before the episode did, because you didn't even... Like, I picked it up, and I was like, I don't even know what this is. I don't want it. But then after watching it, I was like, oh, that would have been cool. I wanted Fascist Shrimp Rick. Fascist. Ugh.
Ah!
Fascism. Lots of Hitler.
All hail Hitler Wasp.
God. Oh, bro, you gotta watch it, dude.
I can't wait.
Yeah, it's great.
I may go rent from Blockbuster.
Yeah. Well, you can watch that one for free right now on Adult Swim, so you can watch it when you get home. You just go to Adult Swim's website, right, Chris?
Yep, that's how.
They let that one out free, so you'll buy or, you know. Oh, I can't miss the rest.
Right.
Because that works. I wonder how many people watch the first episode for free. They go watch it and they go, holy shit, and they call DirecTV and get a dish, put it on a roof, and run a cable down, pay $700 so they can watch the next episode.
That's true.
Oh, thank God. All because of that free episode on the website.
This is the one thing that will get me to buy DirecTV.
I'm so glad everything is fixed.
Justin Roiland, that's his name.
Thank you.
And Dan Harmon.
Dan Harmon, yeah. Yeah, yeah, actually, listen, I should tell you both, Chris, you should definitely get this. It's these dudes do an awesome Rick and Morty podcast. I love them. It's awesome. I'm going to actually give them a shout out. It is called Pickle Me This, and it's a great, great podcast. They're very smart. They're intelligent. I like them. Pickle Me This. You should check them out. They do a whole, what they do is a network called Bald Move, and then they have 75 podcasts. They basically do the idea that we came up with for a minute where we were doing like his arcade podcast and the assignment, but we had all these different, yeah. That's what they did, and they've made it successful.
Nice.
So they're making it. So they basically do podcast, but what sucks for them is they do podcasts 24 hours a day almost.
Right.
I'm like, oh my God. Can you imagine having it all day, every day for 40 different subjects? Because they have one on the new Watchmen show, and they do one for movies. They do one.
Have y'all watched it yet?
I have not.
Me and Jay watched the first episode. It's really weird, but
because it's more street level, right? Like, it's less Dr. Manhattan and, like, crazy shit.
Oh, yeah, there's none of that. It's basically white supremacists versus the Watchmen. Or they're like this group, like the white supremacists.
So the Watchmen are the black people?
Well, one of them is. But they got a bunch of different characters that hadn't, like I said, hadn't been fleshed out yet because I've only seen the first episode. But yeah, the white supremacists have rose up into like high power. The police officers have to wear like these masks to hide their identity. It's weird, but I think it's going to be good.
Ugh. I'm excited about it. They have superpowers or no? Didn't they try to ground it?
Not as far as I've seen.
Okay.
Because like I said, I've only seen the first episode, so.
Well, everybody's like people that like real, I don't know what the word.
Gritty. Like,
intelligent shows. I don't know if that's where I'm going at. Like, oh, well, you know, this is not for the mindless person that watches their phone while they're watching TV, basically is the message that I get from it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like, hey, I'm going to play on the internet while I listen to this TV show.
Yeah.
That's what I get from it. So I want to watch it. Also, Silicon Valley, we're on episode 4-3 of the final season. I don't know if y'all know, that's out now. The final season, there's 7 episodes and that's it.
That's crazy.
I haven't actually kept up on that.
Last night's episode was a freaking amazing. They're all going to be amazing now because it's the end.
Right.
So there's no like, you know, when an issue starts, it's not going to linger.
Right.
And they closed the door on one that's been going on for about 4 seasons. It was like, oh. So
how did they write off CJ? Or did they?
Yeah, they sent him. He was in Amsterdam or something and he was doing opium. And then he was like, oh, I like this, and just stayed there.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, he's like,
no, I thought that was in like Nepal or something. Like, he was it way out there, wasn't Nepal, it?
Yeah. No, I don't know the town.
Where like, because it was like, didn't he go to like a Buddhist community or something?
Yeah. Yes. He was sitting there smoking opium. And they just said, y'all go ahead. I'm just going to stay here. And it was Urlacher? Wasn't this?
Yeah, Brian.
Brian Urlacher?
Yeah.
What'd you call him, Chris?
CJ? CJ Miller?
TJ Miller.
TJ, yeah, TJ. Yeah.
And see, I knew who you were talking about without even. But yeah, his name in the show was Urlacher. It's like Ehrlich. They kept calling him something weird. They'd always call him by his last name or.
Yeah, Ehrlich Bachman, I think.
He did make that show a lot better. It got a little weaker when he left, but I still like it. I don't care. I
still like that Jen Young.
Dude, he's so. Oh, hey, he's so funny.
His prank calls.
Yep. And I love Gamesh and.
Guilfoyle.
They're freaking dynamic together. I was like, they need to make their own show. They're hilarious together. So yeah, y'all need to catch back up on that. It's back. A lot of people don't know it's back because everything else is in the way. Walking Dead, Disney Plus, everything's like, oh, don't forget Silicon Valley. Plus it normally premieres in May. This was, yeah, it's kind of like HBO. It feels like Mike Judd was like, please let me finish this. They're like, you can do 7 episodes. We'll release it in September or well, no, not even. We'll release it in November when no one gives a shit.
Yeah, because they just recently released a whole bunch of new shows, didn't they? For HBO.
Yeah, I mean Watchmen and a couple others. I don't know. So my HBO is going away. So I'm about to cancel my cable again for a little while. Can't deal with it. I cannot deal with it. Too many streaming services.
Just yeah, it's there. Almost like it's too much vanilla.
You like vanilla, really?
I can still smell that vanilla.
What's bad is that we haven't powered through it yet. I feel like we need to rinse our glasses before we do this next one.
That was
gag.
A share with 7 people.
Yeah, or more. 30 people. 30 people. 40 people. 50 people.
Is already gone yet?
Yeah, he's gone.
Good, we can talk about Rick and Morty.
Yeah. Yes, we can. It was amazing.
Yeah, that was really good.
I cannot wait. I am so pumped. And we only get 5 episodes.
I thought it was 6.
It's 5 and then a break. Or no, I don't even know.
Is it a long break?
Well, I think they normally do 10 episodes, so I think it is 5 Christmas break and then 5 more. I think is how it's going.
Think we're going to get a surprise Christmas special?
I hope so. I just know that Harmon and they just need to get to work.
Oh, they probably already have it done.
God. Yeah. I'm like, just keep going before the hype dies down and you don't make any more money.
I don't think that's going to die down anytime soon unless they just completely fuck up.
Well, I get worried that the length that they take, you know, like, oh, we're taking 3 years off, that adds to the hype. That makes me worried.
Yeah, it does. And so, I think that's okay. One of the reasons why it takes so long, because I think there's like, we got to make this great. It's got to be perfect.
Yeah. Ugh. I don't like long links like that. It's like the Disney Plus, The Mandalorian. It's going to be a weekly show. I'm like, so we watch the first episode, and then it's like, see you next Friday. It's like, what? Hold on. Drop the whole season. I got nothing to do but binge watch.
Oh, they're coming out just one at a time?
Yep.
Nice.
All of Disney Plus's stuff is going to be one week at a time. One of the coolest parts about it, though, is I got to see a little bit of the Marvel stuff that's coming to Disney Plus. Boner. God damn it. Dude, the excitement is through the roof. The Falcon. For
the Loki?
The Falcon. Well, that looks amazing, too. But Falcon and the Winter Soldier is going to probably end up being one of my favorite things in the MCU.
Yeah?
Yeah. Those two have great chemistry.
What's the premise?
So right now it's that the Falcon takes over as Captain America, and the government says, nah, bro, we didn't approve that. You're not Captain America. And they build a new Captain America who starts going after him, and then they have to fight him and stuff. And the new guy is the dude from Stranger Things that everybody's loves so much. David Harbour.
The sheriff?
Yeah.
No way.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's worked out, did all that stuff.
Okay.
I'm totally kidding. It is.
Okay, I was about to say, I was like, he had to really work out.
Well, it's the handsome dude. Come on, you're going to have to help me out, Chris.
From Stranger Things?
No, he's not from Stranger Things at all. It was a joke. I think David, the dude from Stranger Things, is going to be in the Black Widow movie, I think. The dude that's in, you're going to have to look it up. Cap, it's Winter Soldier and the Falcon or whatever.
Daniel Bruhl?
Yep, click on it. What has he been in? This dude, nope, that is not him.
Foo Fighters, Nirvana.
Nope, that's the bad guy.
Wyatt Russell?
Yep, that's Baron Zemo. That's the bad guy. Wyatt Russell's playing the new Captain America. Like, yeah. What has he been in?
Because
this dude's famous. I mean, I see his ass and everything.
He looks familiar. Overlord.
22 Jump Street. Yeah, he plays the other football player in 22 Jump Street. When he's like, hey, bro, they're all broing out and stuff, and it turns out he's the bad guy. Jonah Hill's trying to tell him the whole time, he's a bad guy, bro. That's your bad guy, bro. What are we drinking, Mr. Rody?
Southwest Imperial Lager from Community. It's their next edition of their small batch series.
Yeah, I kind of felt lucky that I scored that.
It's an 8.7.
Motherfuck, it's a lager.
Enjoy. It's a boozy.
What the fuck is that shit?
Sorry, what was it, Rody?
Boozy. Why is a lager 12? I picked this up because it was like, Rody always brings heavy shit. This lager will complement it well.
It does taste like a lager after the second sip from that Shake of Zulu.
God damn it. God damn you, Community.
What is it, Rody?
Shake of Zulu.
No, the beer that you're drinking.
Southwest Imperial Lager. Not bad.
That's for you ASMR people.
Whew, may have to go to bed after this, though.
Jesus Christ.
We haven't even touched the high hitters yet.
Well, we only have one more that I'm drinking, and that is
Barrel Age Legion. Or no. I don't really know. Oh, okay.
You don't want the blueberry beer?
I do.
That I smuggled out of your house?
Yeah, that's fine, too. But
a blueberry beer?
I think that's going to knock us down. Oh, but I didn't know this was... I'm really disappointed. I thought we were going to get a 5%er in the middle of tonight.
Is this a 4-pack?
No, well, it is, but only bought one.
You went to Community, or they had it in...
A total wine. You can just pop whatever off. They don't care. It's the weirdest thing, dude.
Fair enough.
It's almost annoying, because people pop it off. So they have the can section, where you're supposed to just get it all.
Right.
People just pop it off in the aisles, and you're like... I had to, like, reach back for a 6-pack of that, because 3 of them were popped off. Like, why? And then, whatever. Okay, well, this definitely has the Imperial taste. Holy crap.
Somebody's review of this beer. Beer flavored, a little boozy.
Oh. Oh. I don't love that either. Oh, Rody loves it, though. You like it?
It's all right.
I wish I had a brewer on here that could tell me what the fuck... I mean, I know that Imperial means it's a different malt. That it's just a heavy-ass malt that they use for this. And that's why it's... It's also why it's copper. It's because of the malt. It's a more malty version of a lager. Doesn't taste any hops at all. Zero.
It's malt-tastic.
Yeah. That's probably why I absolutely can't stand it right now.
It's malt-trific.
That's why I like a... Velvet Hammer is an Imperial IPA because it's malty. But I actually like that beer. I do not like this one. I do not like it, Sam. I am.
Ooh,
I do
did not you see like... Netflix has a new...
Yeah, I watched it.
Not good?
I don't know, man. They tried to... they took Green and it... They tried to build it into a sitcom. That's weird. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Green Eggs and Ham.
Really?
Yeah. On Netflix.
And Michael Douglas plays a... The I don't know.
Sam, Grinch.
No, Sam is played by Adam Devine, from Workaholics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, whoever that dude is that he's trying to give Green Eggs and Ham to the whole time is Michael Douglas. So he sounds really, really old.
Leonard.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't love it. I don't love it at all. It has a lot of famous people in it.
You would not love it, Sam. I am.
Shoot, what's his name? Key and Peele. Key is the narrator for the show.
Okay.
Or Pill. The big tall black dude. Which one's that?
Key.
Yeah, I was right. Yeah, Keenan Michael. I feel bad that I can't
Jordan remember. Jordan
Pill. Yeah, Jordan. They're like two of my favorite people, and I feel bad when I can't remember their names. Because I always call them Key and Pill. I'm like, oh, Pill's in this. And they're like, what? You know, Key and Pill. No. Game of Thrones. That's... My shit. Those are some of the best things ever. Oh, Anne Hathaway's. Don't fuck with my Anne Hathaway's. Don't fuck Annie Hathaway's. It's like, don't fuck with my Annie Hathaway's. I love my Annie Hathaway's. You're talking about Brokeback Mountain. You love that shit? That's my shit. Two valets just talk. It's so funny. Some of the best written stuff. It's unfortunate that didn't blow up bigger than it is.
The show's still on?
I guess everybody does run away saying A.A. Ron.
That's true.
You dumb, messed up A.A. Ron.
You say
Jake Quellen,
silly ass name.
Oh, that's so funny. God, yeah, they're good. They're good. And they wrote most of that stuff, so that's what makes it better. You just.
I wish I was high on pot news.
Pot news. It's making kind of a triangle right out of pot news.
When they go through the lineup of the all-star football game and the guy is just a dolphin.
Yep.
My name is
Abraham Moises.
They do have the best names ever. Jaquion, Jaquion. Oh my God. And it's just them with different wigs on. That's what I love.
Donkey teeth.
So bad.
I'm going to watch that before I go to bed now. Yeah, yeah. All right. So, the verdict is on this Imperial Lager. You love it, apparently.
It's all right.
You went back for thirds.
I tried to get it to where Chris could have a sip.
Oh. I don't want to do that, but I will try with you. Ooh, because we just chugged Shake-Zula.
Shake-Zula.
Yeah, we got to slow down with these 32-ounce cans, Rody, that we can't drink.
You're not going to like the other one that I got then.
Well, I want to drink that, but that's definitely a next timer. Unless you just want to shotgun it.
Yeah, what if it accidentally opens itself?
No, yeah, you can drink it. I was just...
What if it accidentally opens itself?
What if I drink it on my drive home?
While I'm in line for Taco Casa.
Cop's like, what are you doing? Like... This is a can of water, dude.
Duh.
It's no label on it.
Hey, there's a Granny's right around the corner.
Grandy's Cooks. Is there? Yeah, there is a Granny's over here. Is that where you've been stopping after the podcast, Chris?
No, I haven't been to Granny's in forever.
I say, no wonder why you're sick. Stay away. Stay the fuck away.
That's not bad.
He likes it.
I mean, I wouldn't kick it out of bed for eating crackers, but...
You both love Imperial. You both love malt.
I love that malt. It's even better if it's sour.
Or if it's liquored.
Sour malt. Mm. What is liquor? Sour liquor malt.
Great combination.
So we reached that moment in time where there is nothing new on music. We had a very... Unless you guys want to listen to Chainsmokers.
Weezer came out with a new song.
Did he?
What, 2 Chainz didn't have a new album yet?
Nope. Yellow Wolf did, and I just haven't got the chance to really listen to it all.
We haven't heard a Little Dickie's Earth song yet.
Yes, that's old as shit.
I still haven't heard it.
Really?
No.
That song's actually pretty good.
Is it?
Yeah. Sorry you haven't heard that.
By the way, I'm a fan of my new soundbar.
You got a new soundbar?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. What is it?
It's a Samsung 5.1 channel.
Did yours quit working, or were you just like, you know what, it's time for me to treat myself?
Both. Oh. So the subwoofer just would randomly pop, whether it was on or not.
Yeah.
Like, is it a pretty, for the longest time,
pretty
I thought,
noticeable pop?
Yeah, like, for the longest time, I thought something was in the attic.
Ooh.
I was like, what the fuck is that? Do I need to go up there?
Was it a wireless one or no?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's nice.
So your Samsung one, 5.1. You have to look at the one that's in my bedroom. They might be very similar.
Probably.
I love it. Bluetooth to your phone and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Harman / something with a K.
Is it like so small?
Yeah, it's tiny.
Yep, it sounds good.
It's got a screen on the far right that does the volume and whatever.
My screen was in the center, so awesome. Nope, Samsung makes good shit.
It's pretty nice. Put it on Pandora. Turn it up like halfway.
Nice.
It's pretty good.
And so you can put it on Montana. You can put the thing on Pandora by itself? Or do you have to run a phone through it for Pandora?
Well, on the Roku, gotcha. Pandora.
Oh, okay, yeah. I was like, holy shit, this thing builds apps.
But I mean, you could do it Bluetooth from your phone. So
yeah, nope, awesome. Yeah, I love. You know how I love sound and TV. You still haven't replaced your white dot TV, though, have you?
I have not yet, and I've resisted the urge because we went to Costco, and that's where we got the soundbar. And I was looking at all these TVs. It's like,
there were some good deals too right now. Black Friday's coming, dude. You go to Costco. Stay away. You will find the urge.
I don't have any place to put it right now. That's a problem.
Yes. Right where the old one is. You take the old one outside and beat it with a baseball bat while listening to Damn It Feels Good to Be a Gangster.
Right, and then I got to drill holes into my wall just to make it work.
So worth it. So worth it. I don't know. I don't know.
6-inch TV in our bedroom.
You're lucky. Like, you're lucky that you have the power that you do. Like, the other day, there was a little orange dot that appeared in the top left corner of our TV, and I flipped out. Started trying to fix it, figure it out. It was one of the apps. It was the app that was doing it.
Really?
Yeah, all I do is delete it and reinstall it.
So you looked up orange dot on TV?
I was like, what the fuck is going on? Yeah, well, I mean, first I tried to fix it myself. I was like, da-da-da-da-da-da. And then I was like, oh, we're screwed. And then, like, I closed the whole TV,
it off. It would still be under warranty, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but that's panic button, man. It's like, oh, you spend $2,000 on something, it better fucking work.
Right.
fuck you. No, Best Buy, I have, like, extended-ass warranties, too. I'm back to being a big Best Buy spender.
Yeah, platinum.
Yep, they're like, hey. Yeah, I went in there to take something back, and they were just like, you can do whatever you want to. Oh, yeah, power to the people. But then I felt bad because I got a free $10 to Best Buy. Free 10 bucks. I spent 45 minutes in the store.
Didn't buy anything?
Nothing. I was like, man, there's something wrong with me. But it's like most of the stuff that I would buy at Best Buy is over $100.
Right.
So it's like $10. No.
They still sell CDs there?
No. Nope. They're not really helping you with 10 bucks.
Right.
It's like, hey, here's $10. That's why they give you $10. Hey, you're going to buy the smart lights you want for $195. Nah, I'm good. No, I went through this 45 minutes and nothing. So I was like, here, keep your $10. Just left. also did the had the mistake of, so they send you an email and it says go to the Best Buy, get this scanned, and you know you'll win money or what it you will. It could be anywhere from $5,000 to $5,000. And somehow on my way there, I talked myself into it was going to be the $5,000 winner. I did.
And you got five?
Yep. I was so disappointed. It was funny. Like, who talks themselves into that? When I was walking in, I was like, you know what? I'm going to get a new dishwasher. I was like, this is going to be $5,000. And then I'm going to freak out because I don't know how to spend it. And she scanned it. She's like, $5. And I was like, oh. And then I had other reward money. I was like, okay, so we got $10. Let's go. Nothing.
Dishwasher, here we come.
Nope.
$2,000?
That wouldn't do shit. But we need to get a new dishwasher really bad. This one makes up a billion gigawatts of noise. Like, you can't start it when you're home.
Damn.
And also, it doesn't dry. Like, you put it on dry, doesn't dry. Doesn't dry at all. Zero.
Just got to put it on dry twice.
So you got to dry it off with a towel. So fuck this dishwasher.
See, that's the problem with ours. Lisa's parents have a really good one, and she's used to that.
Yeah.
So when she does dishes, they're never clean because she doesn't rinse before she throws shit in because her parents can just toss whatever dirty ass plates in there.
What dishwasher is that? I don't know that apparently.
I don't know. Evidently, it's very good because she does not rinse any dish.
Me and Caitlin have had that talk a million times. Rinse the fucking dishes. Yeah. You don't have to. It's a dishwasher. I'm like,
that's how this works. Yeah.
It's like, yes, you do.
It's not an industrial dishwasher.
Yeah, I'm like, no. I want that dishwasher. Lisa's parents have, apparently. God, I just can't imagine, like, tons of food on it.
I mean, just caked on shit. Like, oh, we'll just throw it in there. No. So every time she does dishes, I have to visually inspect every dish to see if it's clean.
Yeah, that's gross.
Or if it still has fucking peanut butter on it.
Just think of it as leftovers, Rody.
Right. Nah, blah, blah. Pre-baked peanut butter.
Oh, that's disgusting. Oh, dude. By the way, we got the Costco peanut butter.
Woo! Good?
Yeah. Better buy that. Yeah,
they have a Kirkland brand peanut butter.
Ooh, yeah, and it's way better than Jif.
Was it coming? Oh well,
I hate Jif, so
it's way better than Peter Pan. That's right, you're a Peter Pan guy.
I am Peter Pan.
See, I remembered that. I actually did right there. I was like, oh yeah, Rody loves Peter Pan.
Jif is terrible.
Choosy moms choose Jif. So what kind of mom is Lisa? Not very choosy.
Jif has a chalky, dry taste to it, and I don't like it.
This has no chalk. This is no dry taste. Had the oil in it, and I had to mix it together. And when I was done mixing together, put it on the bread, Caitlin, Connor, and me were like, oh my God.
Probably has a dab of honey in it.
Yeah. Ooh, it's so good.
Probably some double vanilla in it.
Yeah. It's great, man. It's great. Connor loves peanut butter and jelly. Peanut butter jelly time.
Peanut butter jelly time.
Yeah, we actually have no music to talk about. We can talk about the fact that the Kill Switch tickets, they're playing in Dallas. They're out right now, $50 a pop.
This smells amazing, by the way.
And I've had to talk myself out of buying it like 47 times because I don't got to find somebody that would go with me.
Right. Just
Nope. I knew you were going to say that, and I was trying to block you so it wouldn't go out to Bray.
Bray.
I don't want to go with Bray with the concert because I don't want him to get beat up and me have to take him out. It's a joke, Bray. If Bray would go, I would go.
You don't think Blake or Jesse would go?
No, I don't. I know.
What Blake about Rebecca? Wouldn't. She's down for that.
All in due time. I think Chris would go with me if he wasn't so afraid of crowds. Come with me, Chris. Let's go. $50.
It's a metal show. That's people getting murdered in that.
Yeah, we're going to stay in the back, though. We're not going in the fucking pit. I might go up. No, I won't go up there at all. Last time I saw Limp Bizkit was in the back, and it was great. I was like, huh, my ears don't hurt as bad. And
I'm sitting down. This is cool.
Went home and went to bed. Yeah, because I wear earplugs the whole time now, too. And people were like, hey, what are you wearing earplugs for, Fee?
Super chocolatey in the nose.
Let's do this. Let's talk about it. Chris, what beer are we drinking?
It's a barrel-aged Legion.
That is
from Community.
It smells like chocolate.
It really does.
That's weird.
I'm gonna have to find this. This is really good.
Oh my god.
Both versions this year were on point.
That's weird. Like, that tastes like chocolate milk.
That's really good.
What was this aged in?
I don't know, but
like Jameson Irish whiskeys.
Kahlua barrels.
Well, if this is batch number 9.
That's the old version.
Ah.
The Jameson one is the one that we had before, previously. But this is really nice. Like, it doesn't have that harsh burn to it.
Damn, that is good.
Damn, I may have to get 2 4 packs of that.
That's real good.
That's a good ass beer. Fuck you, community.
And just like drinking beer. Chocolate milk. How much was a 4-pack?
I may have to make this my pre-workout beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that tastes like chocolate milk.
It does.
That's weird. That's not a taste. And we let this warm up too. It's close to drinking temperature.
Yeah, Chris, this is like tipping on almost 13%, by the way.
Ooh. She's got a bit of a bite to her.
That's really good.
Oh, I'm so drunk.
A little too drunk to enjoy that.
Whew. And it's not that shitty chocolate, like chocolate pudding either.
Bill Cosby will have a word with you. Bill Cosby loves jello pudding.
Well, he's getting his shit pushed in.
Probably not. He's probably living large up in there.
I thought he got out. No, that was O.J. Simpson. He's a fantasy football expert now.
He got out and went right back in.
O.J. Simpson has 1 million followers on Twitter. Think about that culture.
He's an influencer.
It really is
true. If you start sending bikini pics, I'm in.
And he has posted some very incriminating stuff, and nobody cares. What'd he say? I killed it on the golf course. I was like, Jesus Christ.
What if I did it? Yeah. My book. Okay. My perspective. So if I was going to do this.
Uh-oh. Sorry, there was a tease of controls and keyboards getting back together. Fake news.
Oh, fucking fake news.
So I got to reply with fake news. What were you going to say, though? Sorry about ruining your speech.
This is a really, really good beer.
Did you get this at community?
I got it at Total Wine. It's the most expensive beer I bought in my lifetime.
How much was it?
$16 for a 4-pack.
Damn.
Also, they have the CBS, which is, I don't even know what it is anymore. Ooh, Rody needs to come back because I got beer talk. I know you're so into that, Chris.
It doesn't say what barrels. It just says stout aged in some of the finest hand-selected barrels available.
Hand-selected. No. Let's talk video games for a second. Death Stranding, have you read or heard anything?
Yeah.
Oh my god, you're laughing. Is that bad?
The Amazon delivery simulator?
Yeah. Because it's so slow?
No, because, well, apparently you just deliver shit. That's all you do.
Oh, that's horrible.
And yeah, it looks, the reviews are pretty terrible.
Damn. It
took like, what, 4 years for this game to come out?
Yeah.
And then everybody's just kind of slamming it.
I just read that it was slow and boring.
That's what I heard too.
Okay.
I've seen some very quick gameplay of it. It's just, you're literally just walking everywhere, walking up mountains. It looks pretty as hell, but
I'm gonna be honest, I'm really excited for Star Wars, but I'm not gonna get to buy it, and I'm not gonna get to play it probably until May or June. But I'm super pumped. That is Tuesday. Yeah. Plus tomorrow or Friday is Pokemon for Nintendo Switch, Sword and Shield.
Nice.
Sword and Scale.
And Scale.
Okay, so I was going to tell you before you left that when I was at Total Wine, they had the CBS and KBS. Fucking sucks, man. Like, I miss the Bomber days. Go back to the Bombers. Fuck your $23 4-pack. Like, what is it? My brain would have been okay with a $13 Bomber, but not okay with a $24 4-pack.
Right.
I don't know. I couldn't buy either one of them, and I wanted them both. I haven't had the chance to buy KBS in a long... Or no... Is KBS the barrel, the breakfast stout?
Mm-hmm.
Damn. That's when I got the mug when you were gone. That's one of the finest days of my memory that will always be with me. Me, Lisa, and Caitlin having brunch. And they were like, do you want the mug and the KBS? I was like, yes, because I didn't. It's like, yes, I do. And they were like, here. And I was drinking beer out of a coffee mug. It's a weird day. And it turned out to be a great day because you were gone. And we went and spent money because that's what Caitlin would like to do, is take me to brunch and then like, let's go to the mall.
Which is funny because evidently Founders has a diversity issue now.
Do they? Yeah, they probably do. I think everybody does. We have one. I mean, look, there's three white people in this room.
That's true. We try to get black people on here, but they don't want to come talk about beer.
The company that is Casually Lit is failing.
By the way, if you're not a white guy and you want to come talk about beer...
or female. I mean, we used to have Caitlin on, but no. We love females too. Amanda, come back, Amanda.
Anybody.
Anybody. Everybody get the fuck up. But, so we were talking about Hellfighter. What? Yeah, when everybody was on 2 weeks ago. I found what they did with Hellfighter. Genius idea. But I wouldn't buy it because it's Carbock. Four pack. Four different versions in a four pack. I picked it up, looked at it. I was like, holy shit, this is awesome. The pricing point's way better because, you know, Budweiser's helping them pay for it.
Right.
I was like, damn. So it was like, I think $13. So it was the regular Hellfighter, Bourbon Bell Hellfighter, the blueberry version, and another version all in a four pack.
Nice.
I was like, oh my God. And then every urge of my body was to buy that, but I did not because I stand by, you know, I stand for craft, obviously. Right. Oh, let me straighten my tie. I stand for craft. But I really did want to get it. Sucks. But that was a genius idea.
Mm-hmm.
And it sucks that, you know, more money means less, not as expensive.
More money, more problems.
Right.
But yeah, that's what they did with it. So it's not gone.
Take that, Shiner.
Also,
Shiner?
Sierra Nevada has a stout.
Shiner.
It's like the packaging's black. Everything's black. It's very, 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 very black.
Narwhal?
Yeah. 10%. I was like, holy shit. I wanted to buy it too, but I didn't.
Or the barrel-aged narwhal?
It was might have been that because it was 10%. I was like, Sierra Nevada, 10% stout? I'm interested.
Next time you see that Bigfoot, pick it up.
Also saw the S'mores Yeti. We had the Yeti last week on the show.
Yeah, the Mexican chocolate.
Yeah, I saw the S'mores version. I was like, There's lots of good stuff, man. My biggest problem with stouts, though, like I will wake up on days and my brain's like, I want a stout today, and then I'll drink one, and I'm like, that's it. That's it. Because they have Winter Warmer there, too, and prices have gone up, man. The Winter Warmer 4-pack was like $14.
I'm surprised you haven't gotten a Winter Vention yet. Like,
come on, Rar. I gotta go to Petacolo's. Gotta take my ass to Dallas.
Oh, there's, I think on tap has Winter Vention right now.
That's halfway there. Still 30 minutes. I just, Petacolo's.
Lone Star's Taps and Caps.
I love Petacolo's, but when I go there, it's going to be $70 a pop now. I need to go because I want to reload on Velvet Hammer and, I don't know, we're going to New Maine on Saturday, so woo!
Nice. We're going to New Maine for our Christmas party.
Again?
No, I'm not there again?
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
I'm coming then. I think I was there last year, not on purpose.
Yeah, I think you were.
It was not intentional. So I'm going this year, and I'm going to come in the room because I'm not invited. And I'm going to bring Connor and be like, do what you want to. That's exactly, I'm going to hold my hand out and be like, do as you wish, son.
Hey, look at the stepladder to all the food.
Yep.
I'm going to be like, stick your hands into this.
Sue David. Do as you please, Connor. Oh my God, my son fell down. You are sued.
Why didn't you protect me from all this?
The corners on your bar do not have proper protection for a toddler. You ass. Yeah, there was a lawsuit. We're going to go a little off topic here. There was a lawsuit. I read a thing about a lawsuit. The parents sued a coach because he told the kid to slide into third base.
Did he hurt somebody?
He broke his ankle.
By sliding?
He almost lost his ankle, yeah.
You almost lose your ankle because of an ankle break.
So serious break. I don't really would know more about that than I would. But
you know about necrosis.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't happen instantaneously.
Yeah, but if you sever a main artery.
That's true.
But so anyways, that's what they were dealing with, and there was a one point where they thought they were going to amputate it, but I think they saved it, and then they decided to sue the coach for telling him to slide.
Right.
Thank Lord heaven Jesus they did not win that lawsuit, because they were like, if they would have won that lawsuit, coaching would be changed forever.
Right.
Probably still is.
Run to the base.
You're right, Chris. It actually, the what I was reading was an article about the ramifications from this court case. It wasn't about the court case itself, and I was just like, hey. Then they started talking about teachers getting sued because they tell your, because they give your student an F, and it just, you know, it escalated. It's like, where are we going next?
Right.
And the dad was like, I felt bad about suing that coach, but if he hadn't told him to slide, none of this would have ever happened.
But then again, like, could the coach sue the parents for having their kid play baseball? If you wouldn't have had him play baseball, he would have never gotten hurt.
True that.
Yeah.
True that.
If you would have never had sex,
I'm suing your testicles. If another sperm would have got there first, we wouldn't be in this conversation right now.
See who's going to be the first to sue God.
Already did, Chris. I lost. Anyways, that's the direction the world is headed.
Was it high school?
I thought it was younger.
So. Yeah, it was younger. Doesn't matter. I don't care. Imagine if it was a volunteer coach. That'd be worse. I'm just doing this to help children. Shouldn't have told him to slide, you asshole. Like, it's like, hey, don't tell that quarterback to throw. He might die.
Yeah.
Which, let's talk a little sports. Let's talk to Art. I don't know if you know this, Brody. Art, one of our biggest, bestest listeners.
I don't want to talk about this.
Do you know what team he's a fan of?
I am aware.
Do you know who he loves? He is Skull for Life.
Bam.
I don't know if you know they beat the Cowboys. I mean, I can't brag. I'm bragging for Art. I can't brag because the Giants are a fucking garbage pile of trash. Like, if you went to Rosedale over here in Fort Worth and picked up a hooker, it would be cleaner than the Giants. So I ain't got nothing to say. Daniel Jones looks okay, and I'm excited about that, but that's all I got. So, but the Vikings beat the Cowboys. And you're an honest person with me, right? The Cowboys do not look good, do they? They're beating up on bad teams.
Dak looks good.
No, you're still beating up on bad teams.
I mean, Dak had 397 yards passing against the Vikings.
Okay.
Which is supposedly a good defense.
Last week, Jones had 4 touchdowns and 300 yards almost. But still had 2 fumbles. Daniel Jones.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Quarterback for the New York Giants. But he still had 2 touchdowns. One of them got, or 2 fumbles, 3 fumbles, I think. One of them got taken for a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't matter. Doesn't matter how good the quarterback plays. It matters if they win or lose. Romo was a great quarterback. I'll admit that, so much as I hated that guy. He was a really good quarterback. Didn't win anything.
A lot of quarterbacks don't win anything.
Because Dez didn't catch it.
Because Dez didn't fucking catch it.
No, but I'm saying the Cowboys are beating up on bad teams this year.
They are, which is what you're supposed to do.
And then the good teams are beating them.
Is Philadelphia a good team? We're not sure yet, are we?
No. Our division's trash. We were talking, me and a fan at work, we're just like, who's going to win? Who, like, none of us want to win this event. Like, we're all right. Playing so.
But I mean, who knows? New Orleans is a good team. They just lost to Atlanta. Green Bay's a good team, right?
Yeah, they are.
They lost to the Chargers.
Chargers are all right, though.
They have a losing record.
Do they?
They have a losing record. Who else is good?
But okay, in that sense, the Cowboys have only beat one team with a winning record, I think.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
But they lost by 4.
And then the end of your schedule and the end of
my
schedule.
No, it's going to be rough. It's going to be tough.
So I got to work after losing to the Jets. I got to work, and every year I print out a schedule and put it on my thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I just walk in the office and wadded it up and threw it in the trash. And Larry's a co-worker of mine. He's a huge Saints fan. He went to LSU.
Mm-hmm.
Loves, you know, it's fine. He comes out and he goes, that bad, huh? I was like, I'm fucking done. It's like, that's it. It's over.
Fuck you, sports.
That's what I said.
I now love soccer.
And it was worse, too, because I watched that game, and I was like, fuck. But then while the Cowboys were playing, I was watching the Lakers and Raptors game. I was like, at least I got the Lakers, and then they lost, too.
Oh, no. They lost to the Raptors?
Yeah. Damn. So I was without Kyle Lowry and...
Siakam?
Yeah.
No.
Ibaka. Okay. Siakam killed it. That dude's cool. I didn't know that dude was a 25th or 24th pick. It's like, damn, somebody... I was like, 23 teams? Fuck that pick up.
Yep.
But no.
Just like, what's his face? Clippers?
Which one?
The best one.
Kwame Leonard.
Yeah.
What pick was he?
He was way back there.
People say he's better than Jordan, dude. Get the fuck out of here.
He needs to win some more.
God. I mean, I guess it looks good when you get traded and you win the title. I guess that makes it look like it was you. But that team's still decent. I watched the Raptors game. They're still decent. They're not a bad team.
Right.
I watched the Suns game last... I have got to quit watching these Lakers games, dude.
And Kevin Durant didn't play.
Yeah. For the...
So.
Oh, they wouldn't have won that. No. If Thompson, Durant were completely, fully healthy, they would not have beat that Warriors team. Nobody could beat that Warriors team. How do you beat that Warriors team? Doesn't make sense. Somebody has to have a bad game on that Warriors team to beat them.
Right.
Like, what do you do?
And by bad game, you mean tear your Achilles and tear ACL. Fuck.
Dude, they had Boogie Cousins, Durant. Oh, my God. That's probably the greatest basketball team on paper there will never be a greater team on paper. If you looked at all the stats and whatnot, you know.
Except for the Mavericks.
The plus minus.
Wait for it.
What Mavericks team on paper is better than Kevin Durant and Steph Curry and Klay Thompson?
Remember that time that the Mavericks beat Harden, Durant, and Westbrook?
Yeah.
And Ibaka?
Lakers did that 3 years in a row.
And then they beat Kobe.
Yeah. That was the end of the Lakers. That was the end of the Lakers.
Actually. That was the end of Bynum.
Yeah, it was the end of all of them, because after that, they did the Howard trade and Steve Nash.
Chris, what do you think of the AD trade?
Yeah, what'd you think of that?
I think it was a pretty linear move, but in the long run, I think it'd be good.
Super linear.
He is sitting out tonight, so you might be right, Chris.
Load management.
No, well, they're playing the 8 players from the Warriors that are all under the age of 23. So, poor Warriors. Ha! Karma's real. Karma is real. You want proof of karma? Look at that.
Karma's the thing. Yeah, they stole that guy from Brooklyn.
They act like a bunch of dicks. Oh, D'Angelo Russell. That dude's a fucking joke. Those NBA players that pump their stats up. Hey, I average 27 points a game. And then you put them with real players and they don't. Like, oh, I can't have the ball the whole time. Like, I've always said this, and people don't listen to me. Every bad team has to have a good player. It doesn't matter. Someone has to score. And, like, that's how the Warriors are now. Because, like, I think one of the guys, if you look at their things, one of them's averaging 23 points as somebody we've never heard of.
Right, because they take the most shots.
Once you put him, like, if you took him right now and put him on the Lakers or the Mavs, or be averaging, like, 2 points a game.
Right.
I hate that. And it's the same way in football, because they're talking about the Giants receivers. Darius Slayton, oh, he's a fucking beast. I'm like, we don't have any receivers. Someone has to score a touchdown. Put him back with Beckham and what's happening? I hate that. Hate it. Ugh. So you guys don't understand how that works? You're all professionals. I know how that works.
The Browns did win, though.
When I played on Summer League, I actually scored points.
What's Summer League?
Basketball. Summer League basketball. It's like when I actually got to play, I scored points. Because someone had to. I was terrible. I wasn't terrible, but I wasn't great. So this has been fun.
This has been reminiscing with Jason.
I want to open the window back because it's hot in here because I'm so conceited. No, sports good.
Evidently, from what I've learned from this episode, is Chris is the new Jordan.
Michael Jordan or?
Yeah. Jordan from Controllers and Keyboards.
Yeah.
King Kong.
Oh, you're taking pictures?
Yeah.
I'm trying to get
some badass pictures.
I'm just working here trying to get Controllers and Keyboards started back up. That's all I'm doing. That's all I'm doing, guys. Oh, shit. I don't understand. Funko's been adding these Hollywood exclusives, and I don't know what that means.
I don't know, but the Tony Tiger's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's got sunglasses. They put one out the other day that was it was the Chester Cheetah that I have, but he has an open bag of Cheetos. I was like, oh, my God. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on with that. But, yeah, sorry that there's no music. I mean, sorry, folks. There's no fucking good music. It's not out there.
It's not a thing.
Go listen to the new Killswitch for the 15th millionth time or the Azalea Dying. Or,
or that new Hootie Lizzo. Yeah, that new Lizzo's super hot.
Hootie and the Blowfish. Who's Lizzo?
Chris, you love that Lizzo, right?
I think I know the White Men Great Till They Get a B Great song.
Gotta hope not.
That's the lyric.
Holy crap, you guys just went super racist.
I thought that's the song you're talking about, Rudy.
Chris, do you know who Lizzo is?
Sorry, that was a new Marshmallow song, apparently.
And I was about to say, is that Lizzo?
I don't know who
it is not.
Marshmallow is.
Lizzo is terrible, by the
Luke
way.
Luke Combs?
So much auto-tune.
Lizzo.
I think that is the same girl.
Jesus Christ, man. The things people are doing now. Look what that says. Fuck off. Jerry Springer. That's one of the names here. I'm on Jerry Springer. Well, who's it? Hollywood Cowboy? Quiet Riot? No, no, no. No.
Chris's new favorite singer. Just based on pictures. Yeah. Who's this?
It's Quiet Riot.
It's not terrible yet. Wait for the guitar solo.
You gotta get to the vocals.
Yep, there it is. That's super 80s.
Dio.
I just realized that the devil in the mountain holds me a place below. I'm super emotional now. I gotta go finish.
So, Chris, are you a Lizzo fan now?
No, actually, I can't stand her voice. And that's the same one that I was that song I was talking about. It's called Truth Hurts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a little weird.
This is fucking horrible, dude.
What song was Quiet Riot's big hit?
Why is Quiet Riot putting out a new album, and why is that the worst album cover I've ever seen in my life? Ugh. It's like Casey Jones with a metal mask and a six shooter. This is so bad. Ugh. Ooh, I'm gonna throw up in my mouth.
Nostalgia.
Anyways, fuck it. We're out of here. You guys have a good afternoon, good evening, good night.
Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. We're sorry we have to go.
Have to go.
Today is over and done. Next week is close, but not too close.
Not too close.
So think about next week.
Think about next week.
We'll be back next time, but not too soon.
Not too soon.
So we don't get too old.
Don't get too old.
The show is over and done.
It's
for
done.
Now. But when come back, it will be good.
It will be good.